Okay, Simon Hay. We're looking Chayodim and Klal Tes, and we're looking at Simon Hay. Lo Birach Achi Hispalo. A person did not say Birchus Torah before davening. He forgot whatever reason to say Birchus Torah before davening. Kar Omer Ahava Rabba. He said the paragraph of Ahava Rabba. So Ahava Rabba talks about the Baruch Hashem chose Klal Yisrael and gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. We asked for Kadosh Baruch Hu the help that we should learn the Torah and understand the Torah, and we should fulfill the mandates which the Torah has taught us. So that paragraph of Ahava Rabba that we say, the second bracha that we say before Kriya Shema, which talks about the tremendous love of Kadosh Baruch Hu was poured upon Klal Yisrael by giving them the Torah, approximates Birchas HaTorah, at least the bracha of Asher Bochar Bonu, which is the primary bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So can we use the bracha of Ahava Rabba to fulfill our requirement to say Birchas HaTorah? So the answer is yes. So if a person did not say Birchas HaTorah, but he did daven, and he said the bracha of Ahava Rabba, so Ahava Rabba will work in place in lieu of saying Birchas HaTorah again, saying Birchas HaTorah, which you had not said. Instead of saying that, you will say your Yotze with Ahava Rabba. But on one condition, the condition is, it has to be clear that this bracha of Ahava Rabba is being used for as the bracha of learning. So how do you make that clear? What do you do to make that clear? The answer is that you learn. So if you learn right after you say the bracha, that would indicate you're saying this bracha for learning purposes. Well, you can't really say learn right away. You're busy saying Kriya Shema. And being Yotze is a Kriya Shema. So when do you have to do it? You have to do it after davening. So immediately after davening, the person should immediately sit down and learn something, and that will then clarify that your bracha of Asher Bachar Bono, you're using not only as part of Birchas Kriya Shema, but also as the bracha of a Birchas HaTorah. So, im lomad miyad achar hatfilo. Afilo ma'at, even if a person learned immediately after davening, even a small amount, l'shem mitzvah limud, just for the purpose of learning Torah, not because it's part of tfilo, also, loy Ahava Rabba b'mokam Birchas HaTorah. So then, Ahava Rabba can be used as the bracha for Birchas HaTorah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah grapples with it. Maybe there's another condition that we need to do to allow us to use Ahava Rabba for Birchas HaTorah. We have to have in mind that we're using Ahava Rabba for Birchas HaTorah. So we would require two things. A, the person had the intent when he said the bracha that it should be used for Birchas HaTorah. And B, the person immediately after davening learned something without any interruption to indicate, to make obvious that that's what he was doing. So the Chayyadim does not seem to require that. The Bir Lachlis says that we do require that. That the Chayyadim does not seem to require that, as long as a person learned after davening, even if the person did not have specific intent when he was saying the bracha, but as long as he learned after davening, he can use the bracha for Birchas HaTorah. Avli im loy lamed miyad b'lushim b'lushim hefsik. The person did not learn immediately. He said words of Torah. He said the words of Shema, which is a form of Torah. He said Ashrei. These are psukim from Tanakh. Since the person is not saying these psukim for Torah for learning purposes, he's saying it for tefillah purposes. Okay, so you cannot use that limud. Those parts of davening which are quotes from Torah, you cannot use them for limud haTorah purposes, and therefore you need to learn something to have your bracha of Asher, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, to take effect. What is it taking effect on? So it has to be a separate, specific, distinct limud, not part of tefillah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, let's say a person finished davening, he hadn't said Birchas HaTorah, so he had in mind when he said Ahava Rabba that he wants to use Ahava Rabba for learning as well. So he said, okay, the only way you can do that is you immediately after davening, you sit down and learn. Well, I don't have my sefer available. I have to pick up and go get the sefer. So the Mishnah Berurah said, that's not considered an interruption for this purpose, since it's all part of the process to get the Torah. But to learn the Torah, I need to get the Sefer to be able to learn the Torah. However, if a person spoke even one word, then it would be a problem. A person has interrupted between his bracha of Ahava Rabba and the learning of Torah, and that would be considered a hafsek. And when you cannot use Ahava Rabba at that point in time to fulfill your obligation of Birchas HaTorah. Have a good morning.